from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Doubts are growing Monday that OPEC members can overcome their rivalries in the name of higher oil prices in Vienna this week and nail down the cartel's first output cut in 8 years. Failure to get an accord on Wednesday could send oil prices tumbling and a deal a further blow to the credibility of the Organization for Petroleum Exporting Countries. On Monday, little had changed as fading hopes for an agreement sent oil prices lower on Friday. Saudi Arabia's energy minister on Sunday added to the pessimism by suggesting that recovering demand would help stabilize prices next year, even without OPEC intervention. Police defused a bomb near the U.S. Embassy in the Philippine capital Monday, with militants likely who have declared allegiance to the Islamic State group likely behind the attempted terrorist attack, according to authorities. However, no one has claimed responsibility. A taxi passenger dropped the mortar bomb with a mobile phone detonator in a trash bin about 200 meters from the embassy along of one of Manila's busiest roads. It was found by a street sweeper who alerted authorities. Syria's rebels lost all the northern neighborhoods of their stronghold in East Aleppo Monday. It comes as the army made significant advances in its offensive to recapture the entire city. A German federal court has upheld the conviction of a former Nazi SS officer known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz, according to his lawyer Monday. Oskar Gröning, 95, was found guilty in 2015 of being an accessory to the murders of 300,000 people. This is VOA News. Armed men have abducted three UN refugee agency staffers from Sudan's Darfur region, according to a local government official. A group of armed men kidnapped Sunday three UNHCR workers, two Nepalese and one Sudanese, according to the state government spokesman. He adds that police are searching for the kidnappers. President-elect Donald Trump's big spending plan and tax cuts are expected to help double the U.S. economic growth by 2018, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The U.S. economy is expected to grow by 2.3% in 2017 and 3.0% in 2018. Cubans are mourning the death of 90-year-old Fidel Castro, the communist country's revolutionary leader who ruled for half a century. They begin Monday to begin their long farewell to the former leader in Havana's Revolution Plaza. Mr. Castro is to be buried December 4th. The cause of death, which occurred late last Friday, remains unknown. Mr. Castro had been in poor health since he nearly died of an intestinal ailment in 2006. He ceded power to his 85-year-old brother. Cuban expert Jamie Suklicki of the University of Miami does not see an early end of communist rule.
Raul is now planning another succession to his military colleagues. He's grooming his son, Alejandro Castro, as part of a succession team.
Swiss voters Sunday rejected an effort to hasten the process of phasing out the country's nuclear power plants, a result suggesting the Swiss prefer energy independence over safety concerns. That's the Swiss energy minister, Doris Luthard. She says that she's relieved by the outcome, giving authorities time for rebuilding an energy strategy. Nearly 55% of voters turned down the initiative. No nuclear power stations have been built in Switzerland since 1984. Pakistan's national flag carrier said Monday that it had raised $130 million in fresh financing from a banking consortium. It comes as the airline staggers under the weight of earlier loans that total more than $3 billion. Pakistani International Airlines made the statement saying the financial financing facility was arranged by the Pakistan's United Bank Limited. Internet service for almost 1 million households in Germany was disrupted by deliberate hacking, according to the Deutsche Telekom Monday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.